The Jennifer Morgue, Book 2 in the Laundry Files series, written by Charles Stross and read by Jack Hawkins.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Jennifer, August 25th, 1975. 165 degrees west, 30 degrees north. The guys from the A and B crews have been sitting on their collective ass for 5 weeks, out in the middle of nowhere. They're not alone. There's the ship's crew, from the captain on down to the lowliest assistant cook, and the CIA spooks. But the other guys have at least got something to do. The ship's crew has a vessel to run, an unholy huge behemoth, 66,000 tons of deep ocean exploratory mining ship, $400 million and 7 years in the building. The CIA dudes are keeping a wary eye on the Russian trawler that's stooging around on the horizon. And as for the Texan wildcat drilling guys, for the past couple of days they've been working ceaselessly on the stabilized platform, bolting one 60-foot steel pipe after another onto the top of the drill string and lowering it into the depths of the Pacific Ocean. But the A and B teams have been sitting on their hands for weeks, with nothing to do but oil and service the enormous mechanism floating in the moon pool at the heart of the ship, then twiddle their thumbs nervously for 80 hours as the drill lowers it into the crushing darkness. And now that Clementine is nearly on target, there's a storm coming.
"Fucking weather," complains Milgram. Languid.